Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Job reminds us of the intricate weaving of the physical and spiritual parts of our being. When the outer man is touched, the inner man feels it too. His body is covered with sores, and perhaps growing weaker by the day. But, he says, quote, "My spirit is broken." Job 17, verse 1. The reverse is also true. When we are wounded at heart, it will often adversely affect our body's health. But more, Job is also surrounded by men who are, quote, "mockers," verse 2, "and provocateurs." Using incendiary language, they have agitated him rather than calming him, and stirred up doubts and dark thoughts rather than bringing comfort. How is this for a hard day? His family is buried, his business is bankrupt, his body is blistered, his spirit is broken. On top of all this, his friends are berating him. But worst of all, it seems the heavens are brass over his head. See Deuteronomy 28, verse 23. Whatever happened to, quote, "It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear." Isaiah 65, verse 24. Thus Job pleads with God, quote, "Now put down a pledge for me with yourself. Who is he who will shake hands with me?" Job 17, verse 3. "I see why my earthly friends are incapable of grasping my predicament," he says, quote, "for you have hidden their heart from understanding," verse 4. "But Lord, will you not promise to help me? Can we not have an agreement? Instead, the Lord," quote, "has made me a byword of the people, and I become one in whose face men spit. My eye has also grown dim because of sorrow, and all my members are like shadows." Verses 6 and 7. The following verses, verses 8 to 16, portray the hopelessness he feels. Quote, "As for my hope, who can see it?" Verse 15. But God's silence is not his absence. He is purging and preparing Job for the moment he speaks, right on time.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.